This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. I had the pleasure of meeting our guest today with the Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy at his picnic a month ago. And Chairman Langworthy said that Senator DeFrancisco is running for governor of New York State, and you should put him on the radio program. So that's what we're doing today on the Rusk Report on ESPN, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Senator John A. DeFrancisco is the New York State Senate Deputy Majority Leader. He was first elected to the state Senate in 92 and has been reelected in each of his subsequent races. Senator DeFrancisco represents most of Onondaga County and parts of Cayuga County, including Auburn. In July 2015, Senator DeFrancisco was named Deputy Majority Leader of the State Senate. He previously served as Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. He's making the rounds to run for governor. So that's why we'd like to know, why do you want to run for governor of New York State?
Well, it's you're one step beyond me. I'm making the rounds to get my name out so that people can get to know who I am and what I stand for, because I think it's extremely important that we get a strong Republican candidate to run next year for governor of the state of New York, because I think the state's going in the wrong direction. And basically what I'm doing, there's a few other people that are doing the same thing that are getting around the state and determine who has the best chances of beating Andrew Cuomo. And next May, the Republican Party will be having a convention and make that determination as to who should be the candidate. But I want to make very clear that although I think I would be the best candidate, I'm going to support whoever the candidate is so that we have a unified team against Cuomo, because that's what it's going to take to beat him and change the direction of the state.
Now, we had, just for your information, when Governor George Pataki first ran, he came up to this station, and we put him on statewide on this same program about 20 years ago. George Vossler, then the Erie County Conservative Chairman, and Tom Reynolds, the Republican County Chairman, said, you've got to put Pataki on the show, and he became governor. What is the feeling clamoring for change, especially in upstate New York? Why is there so much uneasiness with Cuomo? I know they're very mad at him about the subway falling apart with hundreds of millions of dollars being put of state taxpayer dollars into the subway, and it's not working well at all. But you're more upstate, and why are people upset?
Well, first of all, when you talk about George Pataki, George Pataki and I came in the Senate the same year, and when he ran 2 years later, nobody knew what a Pataki was, and it's fortunate that stations like yours actually got him an opportunity to get on the air. And I think the atmosphere is exactly the same as it was then, because I helped George Pataki in Central New York. Namely, the mantra was anybody but Cuomo, and it's the same now, because people, whether you're on the left or the right of Cuomo, it's tough to get to the left. But if you're whatever side you are in the political perspective, political spectrum, you're not happy. Why? Well, if you look just at population, the state of New York over the last 7 years has lost 1 million people. And we used to lose population, and we would not gain as much population as other states would gain. So New York State's constantly losing congressional seats every census. But last year was a real red flag, and this is what got me motivated. We had a net loss in population. That is unheard of. A net loss in population. Not in relation to other states, a net loss. And what that really means is we're going to lose more congressional seats. People are voting with their feet. And I believe strongly that that is the best indication that people are in that same mindset as they were back when his father ran for governor. In fact, his father back then, to show the analogies, his father back then was being considered for president of the United States, exactly what Andrew's considering himself for. And so I'm hoping that this analogy plays out now that I found out that he was on your show. So I think this is going to launch my career as the governor of the state of New York. I can go on with other issues. You mentioned the subway. It's not only upstate against downstate, which often is a difficult thing because especially if you're a Republican upstate, it's very difficult with the population downstate. But here's an example of Governor Cuomo, why people are upset. About 4 months ago, the 7th Avenue subway was opened, and that's been under construction for years. When that happened, Governor Cuomo was at the ribbon cutting. He was preening before the cameras as if he dug the hole and laid the tracks. Mm-hmm. Then a few months later, when the subways are falling off the tracks, there's no air conditioning, there's fires in the subway, he's blaming de Blasio. And that's the type of individual you simply can't trust, and he's bringing the state in the wrong direction, and doesn't have the credibility to bring it back.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that loss of population. Again, Senator DeFrancisco is from upstate New York, and Governor Pataki was from Garrison, New York, which was seen sort of similar to upstate counties. Now, when Governor Cuomo Sr. was governor, they said that they lost 1.1 million people in New York State. Now, you're saying we're losing another million. Why don't they get it that every time they raise taxes and increase regulations, people leave? What's wrong with these people?
Well, I think what happens really is when you subscribe to the theory that you've got to cater to various groups, it's group politics. You got to give this group something, whether it's a businessman, millions of dollars to come into the state, promise jobs, and then never come to fruition, or whether you're somebody who wants to go to college free, even though we can't afford it, and even though the free college tuition plan isn't really free, provide that to that group. If it's people who are in the country that are not legally in the country, we should have college tuition paid for also for the so-called dreamers, the people who are here illegally. They don't have the proper documents. And so it's always something for somebody else. And in order to provide something for somebody else, you've got to take away from the other people who are producing dollars to pay for all of these things. So this has been going on over the last 7 years with the governor, and now he's feeling the consequences that it wasn't being felt earlier. Now everything is getting piled upon everything else, and you're resulting in more dollars being asked of small businesses, individuals, and the like. So they don't want that. They're leaving. And I really think a successful gubernatorial candidate is one that runs on a platform that we're going to bring people back, that we want our kids back in New York State. We want our grandchildren around the corner rather than having to travel halfway across the country to see them. And to do that, you've got to lower the cost of doing business, whether you're an individual or whether you're a small business or a large business, to attract those businesses and keep the businesses we have and allow them to make money, nothing wrong with that, so they can hire people and more taxes will be generated that way.
Let's talk a little bit more about this free education. We have one of the largest state university systems in the world, and here we have private colleges that are struggling. As you said, a million people have been leaving New York State in the last 8 years, and before that, when Mario Cuomo was governor, 1.1 million people left. How can we endanger these small private colleges that are having a hard time to compete more with them by giving free education when they're not doing it for the private colleges?
Well, see, that was something that was just glossed over. I received more calls from small colleges, small private colleges, that just don't have the kind of dollars being raised from their alumni and the endowments that some large colleges have. So they really got hit. And what was really bad is how it was thrown into the budget and came out of the budget process with very little, if any, time for students to really plan. Nobody knew whether they'd be eligible or not. And how do you plan as a university, a private university, as to what students you should take, what students are going to come, if you don't know if there's an avenue that they're going to get free tuition and back out at the last minute? And I don't know how many private college presidents contacted me, many below the radar, because the governor's got this reputation of being somewhat vindictive for people that don't agree with everything he says when he says it. So, and that was a problem. Secondly, the cost that was associated by the governor with this free college tuition, he just multiplied the number of people that he thought would come to the state schools by the tuition. But that's not the only number. How is the state going to afford new buildings, additional classrooms, additional professors, when many of the public schools have huge ratios of students to professors? And the only way you can explain it, very simple, 2 weeks or a week before the budget was produced by the governor, was released in January of this year, he has a news conference with Bernie Sanders. Now, that's a heck of a way
who's a socialist,
to make policy decisions in the state of New York. It's absurd, and it seems like that's his MO everywhere. We can go to the Tappan Zee Bridge and how that process, it just permeates everything he does, including his so-called economic development programs.
For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report, you're listening to ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states. We have listeners from Montreal down to northern Florida, west of the Mississippi, much of Canada, and even if you're listening in Europe, we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AmPol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and the calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AmPol Legal. The AmPol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. They have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about New York State Senator John A. DeFrancisco, who is considering running for governor of New York. His position on the Finance Committee in the Senate allowed him to play a significant role in reviewing the governor's proposed budget and developing the Senate's priorities for the state budget. Senator DeFrancisco also served as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee from 2003 to 2008. In this position, he advocated for reforming the nomination process of state Supreme Court justices, as well as improvements to town and village courts. And he's also a great athlete. He played baseball and was captain of the Syracuse University baseball team. Senator John A. DeFrancisco, and I don't think you're that tall. How tall are you?
Tall enough, Brian. Tall
enough. Tall enough. Okay.
Very no, I'm sort of like a Phil Rizzuto type shortstop. Quick, not that big, but pretty quick. And you may not know that when I left Syracuse University a few years later, they retired my number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for
but
you.
But if that's, to be very honest with you, since I am honest, okay. The university dropped baseball about 5 or 6 years after I graduated, and they retired all the numbers at that time, which has been a sore subject for me and the university. But no, I really enjoyed that, and I love the sport, and I had a good career.
I'd like to mention we just got some fan mail from a friend of yours who's very conservative also. New York State Assemblyman David DiPietro just wrote us a letter to the radio station here. So it's good to have good conservatives like both of you on. One thing that was mentioned by the man you want to run against, and a lot of people find it very offensive, the Tappan Zee Bridge was originally named after former Governor Malcolm Wilson. And Governor Cuomo wants to take the name of Governor Malcolm Wilson off the Tappan Zee Bridge and put his father's name. Isn't that unethical? Because the man was a Republican, to take his name off and put your father's name on it?
Well, I don't know if it's unethical, but I don't think it's a wise thing to do. I think, but you got to recognize one thing about this governor. He does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. For example, there's thruway signs all throughout the thruway. And without getting permission from the federal government, since they're national highways, they have to get permission. He just went ahead and did it, had them built in, produced in southeastern state, come up here at the cost of millions of dollars. And now the federal government is saying, unless you remove those signs, which we paid a fortune for, we're going to end up taking money out of your transportation funds as a penalty. And so with the Tappan Zee Bridge, the same thing. He does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. When that was announced, what he wanted to do, when I was in Albany and I was being interviewed by a gaggle of reporters outside the Senate chambers, somebody asked me, do you think it's a good idea? I said, well, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think I'd name a bridge after my father that's going to cost $25 every time you go over it. And they laughed, and then they said, well, shouldn't it be named after Andrew? And I said, no, that would be totally inappropriate. And then the next question was, and I firmly believe what I said, they asked me, well, what do you think should be named after Andrew Cuomo? And I said, well, after thinking about it, there's nothing big enough in New York State that could be named against Andrew Cuomo, and that's the way he thinks about it. And secondly, the Tappan Zee Bridge. You mentioned I was chairman of the Finance Committee in the Senate. With respect to the Tappan Zee Bridge, we have asked repeatedly for the financing plan for how they're going to pay for it. The governor has said repeatedly in the beginning of it that it wasn't going to be just general thruway tolls. It wasn't going to be at the backs of the taxpayers or upstate New York taxpayers. Then about a month ago, he said it was going to be. And the outcry was so incredible that he backed off of it and said he's going to pay for it in some undefined way. So
what does that mean? I
don't
understand. What does undefined way mean?
The financing plan for something that large is still up in the air. And nobody knows what the governor's going to do. He'll probably hope that he's out of office by then and let the next generation worry about how it's going to be paid for.
Well, perhaps an exit sign of people leaving New York State would be the appropriate sign to be dedicated to Andrew Cuomo, because 1 million people have left New York State under his leadership, so a departure gate or a sign off the thruway out of New York State might be more appropriate. But I'd like to know how you can explain it to the relatives of Governor Malcolm Wilson, the children and grandchildren, that his name has been removed so Governor Cuomo can put it in name of his father as he's looking for a presidential run.
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't think you can justify it, but that doesn't matter to this governor because he is the governor, and the governor is government. In his estimation, it was interesting to learn when you're mentioning earlier the breadth of this radio station throughout various states and even into Canada. And I guess as to those listeners, I just want to say one thing: help is on the way. Come back, come back. Watch what happens next year. If it's not me, hopefully another Republican carrying this message can beat him so that we bring back sanity and bring back our families and our loved ones to live where they want to live in New York State, but they just can't afford to.
Let's talk about this solar city in Buffalo. We're talking about $750 million of taxpayer funds for a company that's lost money for 4 years. New York State Republican Chairman, who's been a guest on this program 10 times, has said that this is terrible to be spending $250,000 per job of state taxpayers' money to a company that has lost money. Wouldn't we be better to have a $750 million tax cut in Western New York than giving $250,000 per job from the taxpayers?
Absolutely. And I've said that I don't know how many times. In fact, this Startup New York game that's being played to give these types of benefits for new companies to come in, when that came up for a vote in the New York State Senate, I voted against it. It wasn't fair to existing businesses to throw money like that at new businesses that are probably going to compete with existing businesses in the state of New York. And you don't have to, it's not just Buffalo, I hate to tell you. In Syracuse, we have these regional economic development councils that are supposed to be a group of people that make recommendations to the governor to come up with the economic development projects that make sense in central New York. Well, and all throughout the state. I happen to be a member of it, and we make recommendations, but the fact of the matter is the governor makes the decision, period. And here's a perfect example. There's a building now, a LEED lighting company in East Syracuse, part of my district, that the state has thrown, I think, $90 million to date at.
Okay.
And it's still vacant. It's still vacant. And with respect to this facade of regional economic development council throughout the state, this project was never, ever discussed in the regional economic development council. After when the money was to be dished out, the governor just threw $90 million towards that project without any consideration by supposedly the group that he praises for giving him wonderful recommendations. So he talks about no pork that should be handed out. Basically, this economic development program that he has, rather than across-the-board tax cuts, is straight pork that he dishes out as he chooses to. Now,
so Cuomo pork is all right, but other pork is no good.
That's correct. Anything Cuomo is good, everything else is bad. And as far as the across-the-board tax cuts, about 4 or 5 years ago, I co-chaired a group that went around the state talking about taxation. And there's a report that we issued about 4 or 5 years ago, and looking at comparing what the state economic development plan is now, and or was then and still is, the governor's plan, as opposed to what they think it should be. Unanimously throughout the state, everybody was saying you need to benefit everybody by broad-based tax cuts, not imposing another burden on business for and taxpayers for free college, not burdening the taxpayers on all kinds of benefits to one group or another group, because we're getting further and further in the hole, and the exodus is accelerating.
Let's talk a little bit about that Startup New York campaign. We have a very conservative Democrat state assemblyman here who's very popular with Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, pro-life groups. I'm talking about Robin Schimminger. And he has publicly been very critical of a man of his party, Andrew Cuomo, saying they spent $50 million on this advertising campaign in Florida and Arizona, all over the country, and it only produced about 395 jobs. And he has been very upset that there have been no details how this money is being spent, where it's being spent, with very poor results. Could you tell us about the Senator John DeFrancisco?
Well, I know Robin very well. In fact, the Senate hearings that we have on the budget, when I was chairman of the Finance Committee, I was there every day. And Robin was on the economic development. I think he chaired an economic development type of committee in the Assembly. He was there all the time. He was asking the hard questions of the administration just as I was, because he's as concerned as I am as to what's going on. And the startup New York, how can you justify a new company coming in and getting millions of dollars of benefits and no property taxes for 10 years and no income taxes for the employees for 10 years? So, and my argument then was, how does a business that's existing here continue to be able to get employees if companies can come in and take their employees away simply because they got a better deal? They don't have to pay taxes. And all of these benefits that are thrown out there haven't produced anything, despite how outrageously generous they are. And the response I would get, well, we'll make sure the companies aren't competitive with the companies that are already here.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Well, everybody has IT departments and personnel departments and every other department. Those are interchangeable jobs. And John Jones, who's sitting there doing his business, would lose his entire departments that are interchangeable, because who wouldn't move to another company if they didn't have to pay the income taxes, the high income taxes that they're paying now? So it made no sense, and it still makes no sense. And the comptroller, who happens to be a Democrat,
right,
has issued report after report on the abysmal results of these so-called job-creating millions of hundreds of millions of dollars that are thrown around each and every year. So Robin's absolutely right, and he knows I agree with him. And but you can't change it without a change at the top, and that's why this next race next year is so very important.
We have a minute left on the Rusk Report. State income tax, 7 to 8% state income tax, where other states like Florida and Texas have zero state income tax. How are we ever going to get to bringing it down to 3 or 4%? Senator DeFrancisco.
Well, let me tell you, about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, there were exorbitant settlements that were made on lawsuits against banks, and that all the attorney generals throughout the country participated in. We brought in, through those lawsuits, settlements of $8 billion with a B dollars. There was a perfect opportunity either to start cutting taxes or using that for one-shot operations, one-shot expenditures like the roads and bridges, the infrastructure of cities. Instead, those monies ended up going towards these economic development fiascos that have gone on.
I'm sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from New York State Senator John DeFrancisco, also a baseball great with Syracuse University, where he was captain. Our guest today, special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production, and thank you for enlightening us about the state of New York, State Senator John DeFrancisco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.